Hey everyone, it's Ariel Helwani, and I wanted to let you know that each and every week, I'm part of a great program called The Ringer MMA Show. I host it alongside two absolutely brilliant minds. Their names, Chuck Mendenhall and Pete C. Carroll, and every Thursday, a new episode drops where we preview the weekend in mixed martial arts and react to all the biggest news. Plus, after every UFC pay-per-view, we give you a post-fight show. So, this is what you have to do. Just follow The Ringer MMA Show on your Spotify app so you don't miss an episode. We'll talk to you then.
This episode is brought to you by eBay Motors. With over 122 million parts, from superchargers and brakes to exhaust kits and beyond, eBay Motors levels your baby up to its peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Major League Baseball. A lot is going on in the world of sports right now, but don't forget the 2024 baseball season. It's officially here. Some pretty exciting things to look forward to. Can the star-studded Dodgers, can they make the World Series? Can Mookie Betts break my heart again? How about the young Orioles? How about the defending champs, the Rangers, trying to become the first back-to-back champs in over two decades? See how far they'll go. Get in on the action by visiting your local ballpark or any ballpark, or you can just go to MLB.com, tap the banner to learn more. Baseball is something else.
Peter Rosenberg!
Shout out to that guy, yeah.
Majesty.
Oh my goodness.
It's professional wrestling.
Championship.
1000%
confirmed.
Mage. Stay mage and enjoy yourself.
Mage.
Male.
Measure.
Mage.
It's still real.
Mage.
Male.
Measure.
Mage.
It's still real.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Shout out to that guy, Greg.
I like a delicious chicken.
It was Rapod.
It's professional. Wrestling.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world's number one sports and recreation podcast. It's Cheap Heat on this Thursday. No, well, you're getting this on Friday. It's Friday. What? Hello? And I'm on my bachelor party, and I'm having a great time. I'm being joined by 35 at 35 Dipperstein, back again. Great to have you, Dip.
I'm so sorry that I wasn't here. I wasn't available on Tuesday. I did hear all the ish talking that went on, though, in the first four minutes of the podcast. I heard it.
What was that? I really don't remember. Tell me.
I'm angry in the morning. I'm incensed. I have a look on my face like I don't want to be here.
Oh, you heard? Oh, yeah.
I mean,
well, no,
wow,
not today. Not today, though, because you're at work already. It's only when you're at home and miserable up a storm.
Let me say, this can be described in one phrase. Okay? How I feel about being talked about behind my back.
It's me.
You think you know the people in the town.
Yeah.
But you don't know them.
Nope.
Until you know them. Until they show their true colors. The truth is, it's really hard for me. I'm not a morning person.
I know.
And, you know, I'm rushing. I'm you know, I got a lot going on.
The truth is, I'm actually sorry. I was plugging in Natalie's microphone. She now requires her own mic when she comes on the show. The truth is, I actually am completely sympathetic to your situation.
I know. And I know I'm not taking anything away from the fact that you wake up at God knows.
I'm not waking up that much earlier than you have to wake up on those days. Like you're waking up at what, 7 a.m. to do those shows?
No, because it takes me an hour to look right.
So you're waking right. So you're waking up at 6:30 for those shows.
Six something. Yeah.
So I totally get it.
Yeah.
And I'm completely sympathetic to it, but it doesn't change the fact that the punim that you're giving us when we turn on the thing, the staring in anger. Because a lot of the times, by the time we're doing the podcast, I have taken a nap also. So I'm actually just waking up too.
You're in nap. Oh, for those of you that don't know Nap Rosenberg,
it is
one of the angriest people in New York City after the nap. He's like a dog. He's like a, you know when like the dog is napping and before they do that sort of downward dog stretch, they're sort of limping around.
They're like, what's the hell going on here?
Yeah, that's Peter Rosenberg in a nutshell.
Natalie, I need you on the podcast. By the way, Natalie is getting fan mail now, Dip.
Of course.
I have an update for you, by the way. I have an update for you. Mm. Natalie may be becoming the new shiny toy. Dipperstein, here, Natalie, here's as requested, here's your headset. Bear, shut the f*** up! So Natalie is now getting fan mail, Dip, and on top of fan mail, she's also getting people telling her they love the voice and she should be doing ASMR videos. What are your T's?
She has a great voice, a great voice.
The people love me. I am the new people's champ.
That's right.
You think so?
Yeah. She has, you know, last week she told us about toast. And this week she told us about the bagel.
Bagel.
Bagel with cream cheese.
Bagel with cream cheese.
Natalie, do you have any other? I've been told this is
OD now. Now you're like putting me on the spot.
This is a feature people want. They want other food that's said in your house like it's Hebrew, but it's really just in fact English.
I was trying to describe to my mother this weekend when I was in Scottsdale. We could talk about Scottsdale in a minute. But when I was trying to describe, my mother was like, Natalie, what is she? I said, you know, she's very exotic looking. You were described as exotic looking.
What are your teeth?
Which I confirmed exotic looking.
Yeah, she's confirmed.
And I said, she's a Sephardic Jew. And she was saying, what do they do? Do they celebrate Passover? I said, in different ways. There's no haroset in sight. Or they have different
haroset. No, there is haroset. Different haroset, yeah.
Different kind it's of different. Haroset. And other things that are sort of Jew-a-jays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, maybe you're Jew-a-jays.
I'm not. I mean, I am, but I'm not.
I feel like I'm Jew-a-jays.
Well, you're definitely Jew-a-jays. But Natalie, come on. What's one other meal? You're not thinking. What if you guys stop for fast food? Is there the name of a fast food restaurant that's pronounced in Hebrew, perhaps?
No, now you're putting, I don't know about the fast food, but I don't know. Instead of steak, we say steak.
Sorry?
Okay.
Instead of steak, you say steak?
Steak.
Steak. And what about burger? How do you say hamburger?
I don't say burger.
You don't say Burger King?
No, maybe my mom. Should we call my
okay.
mom?
So tell the story real quick. Tell the story of your mom. So Natalie's mom is working on the flowers for the wedding, right?
Know how I feel about flowers.
Yeah, a complete waste of time. You hate their guts, don't you? So yeah,
flowers and greeting cards.
Yeah.
Can I just say, stop.
We did away with the invitation though. How about that?
I respect the paperless post invitation more than life itself. You can't imagine how much that meant to me.
To not get a physical invitation. I know.
That was really an unbelievably wonderful thing.
We did that because we had no time. We booked the venue.
Why else? Why else did we do it?
What do you mean?
Who else thought it was a good idea to not even bother with the paper?
Peter wanted to text people.
I wanted to straight up text.
He's like, hey, come to the venue at the...
Here's
like,
a link. No, here's a link. Come through, fam. Anyways, either way, so Natalie's mom is handling the flowers. I know, Dippy, you feel the way about flowers. You do, of course. But Natalie, how would you describe when your mom, Natalie called her mom while her mom was in the middle of like trying to sort of, for lack of a better word, wine and dine the flower people? So she gave Natalie like the version of herself that she was presenting, which involved speaking all English, mm-hmm. which would not be how she would normally act when Natalie calls. Natalie, what was she like when you called her?
Natalie, it's so wonderful to hear from you. I'm sitting here with this beautiful lady. Yeah.
This was her way of trying to impress the lady with her. Look how I speak English with my daughter when she calls. I'm American and cannot be taken advantage of. That's how I took it, at least. Maybe I'm wrong. But it's like you want them to think that you know exactly what they're up to. So don't you worry. I speak English at home, okay? Now, well, the flowers are not completely arranged, but we're working on it. Natalie, are you feeling stressed, level of stress on this day as we edge towards 7 weeks?
Yeah, so I already had a florist that...
Okay, are you going to go into full florist details?
Yeah, we don't need florist conversation.
That was recommended.
There's nothing I'm less interested in, I got to be honest.
All right, now, Natalie, before we let you go, I know you have a full day of things to do. How are you feeling, though, at this point, 7 weeks out?
I don't know. I'm a little nervous. Not gonna lie.
About what? What can Dip do to make you feel better? He's a full service agent. That means not only helping me and my professional needs, but helping you with your wedding needs. Am I right, Dip?
Oh, yeah. I'm the one who has to make a speech.
I'm just not a planner.
No, hold on. Dip just jumped in and said, I'm the one who has to make a speech. No, you're not. You were specifically told we're not doing speeches, and you said, oh, I'm giving a speech.
No. Dip is giving a speech. I want Dip to give a speech.
I understand, but he can't act as if he was tasked. He volunteered. Volunteer is not strong enough. Demanded.
I take the mic when I want at a wedding.
That's exactly right. So I don't want to hear any blame for that. That's you don't get sympathy for this. Natalie, do you need Dip to help you with anything?
No.
Day of, what can you get as a Dip? Can you get your assistant here? Can your assistant come help? Get an old assistant. Dip's had 20 or 30 in the last 3 years. Get one of those come through and help Natalie.
I'm just going to wing it, you know?
You're going to be fine.
We're just going to wing it. We're just going to go. We're going to do the thing.
You're not winging anything. This is not wingable.
It's wingable. It's wingable.
Not, it's not wingable.
Get out of here.
Natalie, you can wing. Have you written your vows?
No.
Should probably get started on those.
Have to write my vows? Just kidding.
Dip, it looks like you wanted to say something. Are you not into the written vows?
No.
You hate it. You hate it. You just want people to go, do you? Yes. Do you? Yes. Good night. Good luck. Get to Dip speech.
I don't know if Natalie, I like the written vows either. I mean, I guess.
When I first turned on Twitter and I saw your message, I was in love with your words
on
Twitter.
It's so personal and weird. Like,
and I saw you. I met you and you were so hot and normal and you liked wrestling.
And then
we had sex.
You got a name, sex. You were the sex woman.
Yeah, and you know, I have a dog, and you have a dog.
Okay.
And you know, everything is mage.
Do you want me to do my impression? Do you want me to just
Zipperstein around?
Let me just go right to my impression of the first lady, not first lady, but maid of honor speech. I met Natalie. And the second I walked in on June 1st at our first day of camp at Camp Mosheva, and when I saw her face, I knew we'd be fast friends. Now, we didn't get put in the same bunk, but we ended up sharing out of the same trunk. Huh? Huh?
I don't get it.
I saw her one day at breakfast, and I said, what are you having for breakfast? And she said, I'm having the waffle. And I said, I'm having the waffle. And like that, we were fast friends. I'm making fun of boring Jewish camp speeches that maids of honors give at Ashkenazic weddings.
Oh.
There's always a camp friend who has to give a speech, and something wacky always happened, and they were like sisters and blah, blah, blah. Now you're like a brother, blah, 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 blah.
I would say camp friends, like,
we have no camp friends. Don't worry. Out.
Camp totally designed. Camp for me was totally designed around wrestling.
You went to camp?
Yeah. Day camp.
Wow.
Oh, you went to day camp.
I went to day camp for years. That's where Dip was invented. Oh, the nickname Dip.
Dip comes from day camp.
That's right.
And if you actually shorten day camp, it's Dip. Wow, I didn't know that. Although, you know, when you say you went to camp, day camp doesn't count.
I know. I mean, I did.
I went to day camp too.
I did teen tours one year where you go around to all the theme parks with the rides I don't go on. I ended up holding everybody's bags. Okay. You know, I hate rides.
We know you hate rides, and we know you love that. You went on a teen tour trip that specifically went to roller coasters. You went on this trip just to hold people's bags.
It was literally my parents paid for me to go on a roller coaster tour of the United States of America.
And it really
the Great American Scream Machine, the Batman ride, the
I love the Scream Machine. It's a great ride.
Are you serious? Do you know what it is?
Yeah, it's at Six Flags.
Wow.
Yeah.
Besides turbulence, there is no worse feeling on earth than one of those loops that you have to go or on one of these big
Why would you have gone on this trip then? What kind of torture was this by your parents?
I don't know, because we visited some zoos. You know, there was some zoos that we went to.
And you can handle the zoo.
Well, I could handle the zoo unless we went into the lizard cage. And then you would see an alligator. I'll tell you right now, I'll put it this way. We saw an alligator at one of the zoos. I'm at the San Francisco Zoo or whatever zoos. I walked into the lizard cage. The
Dip
cage.
Went on the zoo trip because he thought they were going to see Zeus.
Yeah.
And then he got there and it was a zoo. It was terrible.
I walked into the lizard cage or amphibian cage or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah,
and I took one look at an alligator right in the face and I threw up all over the place.
Come on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you literally walked in, saw an alligator, and vomited on the floor?
In a trash can outside of the cave, yes.
That is how deep the fear of alligators is. It leads to instant vomit?
Yeah.
Natalie, how many psychiatrists from Belgium and Denmark do you think we'd have to hire working 24/7, 365 to understand what's going on in this man's brain?
It's funny when you mention the alligator story. I remember when we used to do road trips with my dad. We used to drive down to Florida.
Oh, Florida.
And I remember it's my dad, low. I think, like saw something or I don't know. We pulled over, though. And I remember me and my brother and my dad and my sister, like we're all walking. And then we see an alligator.
Oh, no.
And my dad's like showing us the alligator.
Oh, no. Dip's going to dry heave right now just hearing the story about an alligator. They don't even mention that an alligator exists. Did you touch? Did it like get near you?
No. Get near us. No. But
there's no animal
it was
more
so
disgusting.
Irresponsible that we like we probably drove into that area where all the alligators are. And my dad's like, oh, look at the apple tree or whatever. I don't fucking know. Whatever lured him to.
Do you want to talk? Should we talk about wrestling?
I don't know. Goodbye, Natalie. We love you.
Speaking of wrestling.
Oh, here we go.
Should I walk down the aisle to the classic Undertaker song?
Babe, can you stop talking to hear yourself? Do you know what she's doing? Hear what she's doing? Dip can't hear you, so he has no idea.
It's not
because
great,
because you got the messages from people saying they like your voice, now she's going like,
yeah.
Hi, everyone. You're 100% doing it. Dip, you're hearing it, right? She's like,
of course.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, Dip, do you think I should like walk down the aisle to like the Undertaker? I'm not kidding. Like, you just changed your voice. Like,
no.
Should I go?
All right, I'm leaving.
All right, we love you. Goodbye. There you go. I don't know. I just can't help that people like hearing my voice. Anyways, yeah, we can talk wrestling because I haven't talked wrestling with you all week.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're thinking. I don't know what you're complaining about these days.
I'm not complaining. I watch Raw. I watch SmackDown. I heard you comment last week on the fact that are we veering into it's too much with Sami Zayn and the and KO.
Oh, and I know you agree.
Of course,
with that.
The answer is yes. Right. I will tell you, I thought Sami Zayn's promo and his mic work this week on Raw was excellent.
Oh, very good. I enjoyed that too.
But what needs to happen is, you know, Roman and Solo Sikoa beat them for the titles.
That's what you said. Yeah.
They beat them, but they're not going to lose unless, you know, they pull a real angle at Night of Champions and the Bloodline and the Usos cost Roman and Solo the win, which I think could be interesting. But they should probably beat them for the titles and then. Okay. Begrudgingly give them the Usos the titles and say, here you go. You're the champions now.
Ooh, Dip. Did you come up with this on your own?
No, yeah.
That's a good idea. I really like that.
Here, you couldn't do it.
You couldn't do it. We're not a tag team. We're above that. Take the tag team. Take the titles.
They're yours.
They're yours. You're a pug.
Yeah, you disgust
now,
me.
But here's the thing. We have to now be on the road to the real breakup in some way of the Bloodline. We can't do, after everything that happened in the past with Jay, we can't now do a whole other thing and then they still end up not breaking up. Like it just can't happen forever. They're teasing it right now.
Here's what happens. They give the Usos are given the titles and Solo doesn't want to give the titles and is begrudgingly handing them over. And so he's furious with Roman that they have to do this. And then you see a little break between Roman and Solo. Oh. So now you have the Usos are estranged. You have a break between a fissure, if you would, between Roman and Solo. Okay. And then you have Paul Heyman totally caught in the middle. Here's what I'll say overarching for this. The fact that they are not – they are just creating this – Seth Rollins wins the championship against AJ Styles and not capitalizing on taking one of these belts off of Roman in storyline is one of the biggest mistakes I have seen in the last decade.
Did you hear the email last week from so you just listened to you being belittled on the show and then turned it off.
I listened to the first 25 minutes. And
okay, so it came later. So an emailer suggested, and listen, it's not rocket science, but I thought they summed it up very well. Essentially, the whole way this title is being introduced is this title's Major Jace. Like that is sort of, this is not the Roman Reigns title. This is the other title.
Agreed.
And that, I with by Roman not being involved in it, that is always what it's going to feel like. I mean, maybe at some point it comes out of it, but in the immediate, I don't see how it doesn't feel that way.
They're setting it up for Major Jace territory, which is such a mistake. How do they not see that? Maybe that's there's a point to that. Maybe they want that. But you immediately, by not involving Roman in having a title taken from him in storyline, you are immediately making it Major Jace. I agree with that email.
Would you go as far as saying that this title will be World Heavyweight Championship a Jace, Intercontinental title plus?
Confirmed. Yeah.
It's IC plus.
Yeah. There should be a SmackDown champion and a Raw champion, and every WrestleMania, they should, you know, fight for the title, or, you know, a unification. And then the you know, the championship at Money, one of the championships at Money in the Bank goes back up on the thing. Or like, you know, like, I don't know. I know that we need a lot of massaging, but like, it just, you know, maybe at Night of Champions every year, the two of them face off and it's an exhibition. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, the title picture thing makes no sense. I know that people are obsessed with the idea of having a lineage. You know how I feel. I think people would forget about the lineage tomorrow if you got rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you could still pretend like there's a lineage.
Well, that's going to have to be what happens here. I mean, there is no – the lineage now is completely messed up everywhere. There is no lineage for this title.
But now you have Roman Reigns coming out with both belts still, and it just doesn't – it looks ridiculous now that there's a third belt that's being wrestled, you know, competed
for. That's the thing that I –
So which one's going away, the red or the blue?
I know. That's the one part that confuses me, is that you have two titles. This is a third title, and then you're going to make the other two titles one, so you still end up landing at two titles.
I know. I don't know. What is this?
You know what it's like? SGG, do not be offended. It's as if SGG, not that he's that crazy about this, but it's as if SGG was booking this whole thing in order to make sure Roman never lost the title. You know what I mean? It's almost like it's being booked by a Roman fan who's like, what can we do to get another title? But no, we can't ever have Roman lose. And by the way, even if they wanted to get to 1,000 days, okay, they get to 1,000 days. Roman defends at Night of Champions. Boom, it's 1,000 days. On the following Raw or SmackDown, someone comes out and says, enough is enough. I want to challenge you for one of the titles. Fine, you won't do both. I want to challenge you for one. You come up with a way to get one of the titles off of him.
Right.
I'm very confused by it too. But I will say I find the tournament to have been actually pretty good.
I disagree.
I like the matchups. I think they've been random and fun to see. I thought getting to see some of these people in match. I thought AJ versus Bobby Lashley was cool. I wasn't expecting that.
No. What should have happened was they should have done a WrestleMania 4 style pay-per-view at Night of Champions where the entire tournament took place that night. Then it would have been cool and interesting. Instead, you have, you know, random things on television, which I totally
disagree. No, I disagree. Listen, see, this is what makes you a grump. I agree with your assessment that I love WrestleMania 4. You know how I feel. I agree. That's what I think should have happened at Night of Champions. The whole thing was a tournament. I agree. However,
gives you a reason to watch it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, well, there is still reason to watch. They have the three main events they have right now are pretty strong. The championship match, whether you don't care about it or not, Seth versus AJ will be a mage match.
Totally. I'm into it. I'm into it.
You have Cody Brock again, whatever that's going to be. And then I'm very interested in what the tag match is going to be. I don't know what the, because like you just came up with this whole Roman and Solo wins. That would be interesting. Roman and Solo winning would be interesting. And then Roman and Solo losing to Sammy and KO is interesting. So I do think there are reasons to watch it. I would have been psyched if they had the tournament. Don't forget, at WrestleMania 4, they had the tournament and did have a couple of other matches outside the tournament.
Yeah.
So you could still have a couple of matches outside the tournament.
Yeah, Warrior Hercules was outside the tournament.
There you go. See?
This episode is brought to you by eBay Motors. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED highlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This episode is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle. The less your business spends, the more margin of money you have. I think that's pretty obvious for everyone, but actually doing it, that's easier said than done because the cost of everything is going up these days. So do the smart thing. Switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth so you can easily reduce costs and headaches. NetSuite specifically helps by reducing IT costs since it lives in the cloud with no hardware required and cutting the costs of maintaining multiple systems since everything you need is on one suite. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. See for yourself how effective NetSuite can be and try it out today. And by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/ringer. That is netsuite.com/ringer.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
They need to further the Bloodline saga in storyline with an angle in that match. 1,000%.
I like that you say in storyline. It's all in storyline. What do you mean? They're not going to follow them to their house?
They need to pull an angle in that match. In some way.
But there's no other option. That match can't really have a finish without a storyline being forwarded, I don't think.
Agreed.
I don't even see how you'd get there. Something has to give.
The Cody Brock thing is fine. And Cody's a great promo. But his promos are starting to feel, and Mondays was good, whatever, but, and I know there's been great reviews of this promo, but they're feeling a little AEW-ish.
I'm on the way. I'm almost here. I'll hear the crowd. They're about to cheer. Pass a beer. Eat a dog. Hanging out. You want to see my hog? Oh!
Yeah.
I hear you.
You know, he's a part-timer. He's just a hurdle. You know, these are like AEW lines, you know.
Well, part-timer.
He's like getting personal with Brock Lesnar? Okay. There's one personal thing with Brock Lesnar that would matter and make a difference and be like a real moment. And it would be if he mentioned Sable. Okay.
Because that's never happened.
No. You want to make this the highest level feud? Mention Sable and Brandi Rhodes.
Yeah.
Get them involved.
Oh, boy.
Now we're having a conversation.
Yeah, now I agree. I will say I will say that would be something. But yeah. I said this on the episode the other day, and I'm sorry for everyone who's hearing me for the second time. That's annoying. But this is a – Cody Brock is a big deal. I'm excited to see it for a second time. But it is also like a mild cool down of Cody.
Yeah,
He's not quite the A story right now. We're going to push him back just a tad, which is fine. You can't keep the guy running as the AAA all the time. You can't. He didn't all of a sudden become Hulk Hogan.
It feels like there's a lot of stars, though. With the addition of Cody, you have, and I've said this before on the podcast, with the addition of Cody, you have a new big star.
Correct.
On the roster.
Yes.
Which is great. It was very much needed. So the idea of like a big bloodline tag team, and then you have Brock Lesnar and Cody, like it feels good to have a couple of really big main events on the card. And I think Trish Stratus, Becky Lynch feels like it involved a Trish Stratus heel turn, which is something, even though we knew it was happening. I don't need to go, you know, off on that tangent again, but you know, look, it feels pretty good to me right now. I would say there's something going on. Other tidbits from Raw. I don't think that this Veer Sangha tag team, Indus Share, you can't involve, unfortunately, in this day and age.
Go ahead.
You can't debut a tag team with a real gimmick, which they have, without making them immediately mage. There is no challenge that could occur to Indus Share that would make them more mage than them debuting and like winning the tag titles right away or destroying, you know, some meaningful members of the roster or putting them in some real storyline. But beating jobbers it's not going to work for them. No, they are DOA. If what they're going to do is have them beat jobbers for 6 weeks.
It's time for some real talk. Let's have a real conversation. There is Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, the champions. There are the Usos. The rest of the division, Jobbers. And not because they're all Jobbers, but because that's the way it is presented. The way the tag team is presented, there are two meaningful tag teams. In fact, the tag team division is so Jobberish after those tag teams that the only people who could challenge for the tag titles are Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa. So whether it's Alpha Academy, whether it's Ricochet and Braun Strowman, every combination they have made Jobber a Jace or Jobber Plus, depending, because the whole thing focuses on two tag teams who mean everything. Everyone else is just thrown together and hodgepodge, and they have one match with no – the tag division just doesn't – it doesn't have something that means anything. It's almost like the titles are removed from the rest of the division.
I know. And let me – I know. I got to tell you, I don't see a road to recovery for the tag division in WWE.
Oh, boy.
Because if you're putting the tag titles on single stars – like they have now with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, who are single stars. Let's not get it twisted. They are not a tag team. They are two best friends that have been put together. Okay. The Viking Raiders are a tag team.
Correct.
That's a tag team. The title should be on a tag team, a run of the mill tag team. Like they were on Strikeforce, like they were on the Hart Foundation, like they were on Demolition. They need to be on a tag team that is just a run of the mill tag team who is doing very well. Okay. So you put these tag teams with Jobbers on national television. You could put them on you could have them face Jobbers on Superstars or Wrestling Challenge on Saturday mornings. Mm-hmm. But if you're putting them on prime time against Jobbers, they will remain Jobbers themselves.
Do you know what they call this? The Jobber conundrum. It's called the Jobber conundrum. Okay. If you continue to put Jobbers against Jobbers, they will only equal Jobbers.
Yeah, Jobber plus Jobber equals Jobber.
Whereas if you go Mage plus Joubert can be Joubert plus.
Confirmed.
And then Joubert plus versus Major could equal Mage.
We're dealing with, you know, I don't even, cinnamon raisins, planes, the bottom of the, I mean, what are we even playing?
Can I get a sesame? Can I get a salt? Can I get a salt?
Salt, maybe.
I'd love a salt rather than a cinnamon raisin. Although I will tell you recently, I got to say this. Natalie pushed me on the cinnamon raisin. I don't ever think to order it.
You can't have it. You need it to be toasted, a cinnamon raisin.
Oh, a warm, not even toasted. Like it's like soft still, but warm. And then the warm cinnamon raisin with that schmear of cream cheese across it. I will tell you, it hits different.
Let me tell you, sir, there's some nice delis in Scottsdale.
Really?
Yeah.
They know what they're doing. Well, are there a lot of Jays out there? No.
No.
But yet the bagels are pretty good.
It's funny. You go to these restaurants in Scottsdale and, you know, they're living, in my opinion, many years before. They're many years behind.
Okay.
When you see the F. Biden trucks, you know that there's something going on.
That is something. Yeah. Wait, and you're seeing that on the trucks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, you go into these restaurants, you look at these menus, and there is one or two things on each menu in Scottsdale that show you that we're trying to progress in some capacity.
Go ahead. You have, like what?
You have burgers, you have, you know, salads, you have regular run-of-the-mill things, and then one shiny little toy, which is spicy tuna crispy rice.
So it's really,
it's, yeah, it's like, here's all this stuff you'd expect to see on this menu.
And then a crispy rice.
And then, you know, for you, you know, D-bags.
Who are you D-bags who are visiting your family members?
Yeah. Here's a spicy tuna crispy rice for the LA people.
Now, have you taken the bold step and gotten it?
Oh yeah.
How is it?
They go overboard. They're drizzling and, you know, they're over, you know, it's an overabundance of spicy tuna. They're really overcompensating for the fact that they put this on the menu and it's, you know, a big shiny toy. Not overcompensating. They're compensating. And it's always slightly overpriced. It's like, you know, we know you're willing to pay for this spicy tuna crispy rice.
Right, because you're trying to prove to everyone you're better than the rest of these locals.
That's right.
Should we read a little bit of mailbag?
Yeah, sure.
Mail.
Ryan writes us and says, "Dear Forever 24/7 Champ, Statless One, and the Majin, introducing, hailing from a random lady's condo in Virginia, Troy the Goy."
I heard that part.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't want to get into it.
You have to hear the message. Can you hear the guy's email?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
We didn't just give you one sentence. He said, "Is Troy not living out one of our most beloved storylines of all time? Hear me out. Troy travels to hang out with a lady who is already taken. He keeps insisting that they are just friends. The current boyfriend is cool with it. But doubt, fear, and hatred slowly creep in. Pretty soon, said boyfriend is going to start turning on Troy until eventually everything explodes and ends up in a main event confrontation. Sound familiar? Troy is the Hulkster, MMA chat room girl is Miss Elizabeth, and her current boyfriend is the Macho Man. Take it easy and stay Major, Ryan in Vegas." I hear you. What were you going to say, Dip?
There is not a force of nature on earth that would have gotten me into that woman's house. I mean, you're out of your mind, Troy, for doing that. Oh, my God. I mean, I would never do that, ever. I would say, you know what I would have said? Oh, thank you. Okay.
By the way, I've seen Dip do it. That is exactly what he would have done. You got to get very high pitched when that offer comes in. Now, Troy, there was a lot of chatter about you in the Discord yesterday. Someone goes as far as saying it was on fire.
We didn't ask you to speak. What are you doing?
Am I wrong, Troy?
There was something going on in the Discord yesterday.
And a lot of people think you are an absolute nutbag for going into the lady's apartment.
Yeah, some people were saying that she was hoping that said friend and I would hook up so that she could then sell a sex tape.
Well, that you know how hot that would be. You'd be like the next Kim Kardashian and Ray J, confirmed.
Right,
exactly. You'd change everything.
There was also the harvesting of our organs that was also thrown out.
But Troy, here's the best point that I thought was made on the Discord before we move on. If you're not on the Discord, you're missing out. The best point is, who the hell is the boyfriend?
I know.
Who is good with the guy from a chat room visiting and staying in the bed of the girlfriend?
He has no clue that this is going on. Just so you know.
I said this in the Discord yesterday because I failed to say this on the podcast the other day. People wanted clarification.
Clarification.
We got a hotel room together Friday night before I stayed at her family's house.
You shared a hotel room?
Yeah.
And you slept where?
We each had our own separate beds.
And just be honest with us. Does this strike you as odd behavior for a person who's in a relationship?
No, because I have had this same version play out with other women before, so I'm used to this.
Okay. Flip side of that coin, is it problematic that you're so comfortable just being that role? Maybe that's something you need to think about. Is that what you want? I mean, maybe that's just
What am I doing wrong?
You're not doing anything wrong. You know what it is? Troy, I'm sorry. I'm forwarding my typical male agenda of just being like, what's the point? I guess I don't understand the point. Not of having friendship. Of course, I appreciate the point of friendship with people of all genders. I'm just saying the point of sharing rooms and doing whole trips with, I guess, you know what, it's hard for me to identify with, because when I was meeting people off the internet, it was a different result that was being desired. How about that? I'll just say that. So there's a lack of understanding. We don't relate. I don't think everyone in there relates to what your motivation is. Now, one person I have shared a room with many times with any sort of sexual intent is Brian Dipperstein. I've shared more adult rooms with Dip than anyone. I mean, it's really interesting to think about it. Like this weekend, I believe I'm sharing a room with my second all-time shared room person.
Who's that?
Ben Pleasure.
I can't wait to meet him.
I know.
Never met him.
Ben hit me up in advance because, Dip, I'm sure you have thoughts on this. We're doing the bachelor party weekend, and it's one of those situations where, like, the house sleeps 10, but there's 5 beds and 5 rooms, and who's sleeping here and who's sleeping there? Ben is the only friend. Ben and my brother were the only people who reached out to me on the side and said, I must have my own sleeping situation.
I don't want to share a bed. I don't mind sharing a room. There's no problem. I have no issue with that.
With a stranger?
No. Sharing a room with a stranger? No. Yeah. I mean, if I trust that the stranger is not a complete psychotic. Let me tell you something. Nothing says more about a person than how they leave a bathroom after they use it. Okay? In my opinion. Especially on a vacation. In your own home, you can do whatever you want. But if you are sharing a room with somebody and you are sharing a house and you are on a vacation, whether it's for 2 days or 2 weeks, you are required to leave that room, that bathroom, absolutely spotless as if you were never there. I'm talking about dribbles from the shower. I'm talking about dribbles around the sink, spitting the toothpaste in the thing. You can't leave anything in the toilet.
You've got to be normal. Normal that, but you're freaking out if there's literally water splashed by the sink. No toothpaste, no water all over the floor. Someone brushes their teeth and washes their face, and there's dribbles. But I mean, that's going to happen. You have to wipe it.
It depends the level of dribbling. It depends if it's a big puddle on the sink that I have to then avoid because you don't know what other bodily, you know, fluids are in that puddle, then yes, it's too much. if it's a little tiny dribble where you turn the water off and your hand was still wet, that's acceptable. But if you are leaving a bathroom that you are sharing with someone full of liquids and unidentified situations, I mean, residue, well, there's then, a problem. You got a problem.
You know what? You know
I got
what?
A problem with that.
That's your fault for even sharing the room with the person. Why are you even sharing a bathroom with someone who would behave this way?
It's incessant. It's almost every time.
But I understand why my brother and Ben would reach out to me and say, hey, I don't want to share a room with someone.
I bet you think your brother knows that he's leaving dribbles all over the place and he doesn't want to expose himself as a dribble leaver?
Believe me, my brother
is he repug?
I don't know if he's repug, but he's dribbling and dribbling.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with me, for example, there's a chance he goes number two and doesn't flush. Right? It just doesn't even make a difference. I want my brother to get his own room. I left it like this. I said, Ben, here's what I'll do. If you don't get there in time to get a room, I am going to get the best room because it is my bachelor party. I will take the biggest and best room.
Yeah.
And if you end up stuck somewhere, you just come stay in my room. That's what he's my best friend from childhood. We've stayed in the same room a million times. I would say now the order of most nights shared in a room with a man in order. Number one all time would be Chauncey because we were roommates for.
What about me? Oh, you were roommates.
For 2 years. We lived in the same room for 2 years.
Yeah.
So, and then a lot of other times, but 2 years.
God, I can't wait to meet these people. These names I've just been hearing about for almost a decade.
Chauncey's number one. Ben is number two. All the childhood years, just so many. And then I think Dipperstein is right there at three. All time.
I'll take the bronze.
And by the way, and you have been killing it over the last 5 years. No one's better. You're gold medal over the last 5 years.
Tell me, I'm an incredible roommate. There's no clothes all over the place.
No, there's
smell good. I'm a good smelling person.
You smell good. The clothes aren't everywhere. Bathroom's clean.
I don't leave the underwear in the bathroom. I mean, that's another thing. I mean, you got to be a complete lunatic. If you take a shower and you leave the underwear in the bathroom, you need to see. Add another psychiatrist to your.
You're sharing a room with someone and a hotel room with someone, and they leave their underwear on the floor of the bathroom. It's friendship ending a J's.
I have seen it all.
You've seen it all?
I have.
You've experienced things like this before? Are these people still in your life?
The worst is when there's hair everywhere. You know, there's a hair all over the place. You see the hair. Pick up the hair. What are you doing? What are you, nuts? You don't have hair. You're bald. So there's no problem.
But if I shave, I have to sit there. If you and I are sharing a hotel room and I have to shave, then I have to sit there washing the water, pushing the water to get all the hair down the drain. Like a gentleman.
100,000%.
The only thing that's difficult about traveling with Dip is the phone calls. It is.
Yeah.
I'd maybe rather have you leave the underwear in the bathroom. Maybe just leave the underwear in the bathroom.
You'd rather underwear in the bathroom than the phone call?
It depends. No, our last trip was bad. The last trip was bad
it was?
because we went on a Montreal trip? Yes. We went on a late night road trip. We're like, all right, we're going rogue. We're just going to jump in the car and start driving. The second we got in the car for the first, what would you, be honest, what would you say? About the first 90 minutes of the trip, it was consecutive. All the way through our stop when we went and got the delicious Popeye's chicken sandwich.
I think I might have been dealing with a specific problem though.
Yeah. No, you were. I mean, listen, I'm not saying you're doing, you're not just like kicking your feet up on the dashboard and taking phone calls. You just never stop working. But it's brutal because I can't sit there and be like, hey, tell your client to quiet down while I turn up this podcast. I have to sit in silence and listen to your work phone calls.
Did they close?
Did they close yet? Well, if they didn't close, then tomorrow. And all right, let's circle back. We'll circle back tomorrow. And then blah, 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 circle back. Blah, blah, blah. It's, I mean, come on.
Comes with the friendship. With
right.
Mail.
I sign up for it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Troy, that's the last email on your insane behavior. Let's go to Craig, who says, Rosenberg, big fan. I follow you and listen to you on Ebro and Cheap Heat every week. My wife and I just got married in September. Definitely had that experience with a few hotels that you described. Cannot recommend the Frederick in Tribeca enough. If location is convenient for you and your guests, confirmed great guys, made us feel special, didn't hold us to a minimum. Boutique experience right in the heart of Tribeca, and all of our guests had a good experience. Wow. Where the hell were you? When did he send this? Oh, wow, he sent it back in April. Damn it.
The Frederick? I've heard of that.
The Frederick Inn.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Natalie, we blew it. Sounds very convenient, too.
Listen, can we talk about this for 2 seconds?
Go ahead.
If I'm coming in for my birthday, I need a mage, something mage on that night. I'm telling you right now. So start talking to the Tannenbaums.
Oh, wait. You need something mage, like a restaurant or something?
Something. We're going to have to do something.
Which night is your birthday?
Friday.
Wait, so real quick, hold on. You know, this was originally going to be designed around me having a bachelor hangout with the Jew World Order. Now you've already made plans for Saturday night and you're demanding a birthday celebration on Friday night. I've lost the entire weekend.
The plans are with you. What do you mean?
What do you mean?
All the plans are with you.
Yeah, but now, hold on. Your Saturday night plan is not a plan about me. It's a plan around Howie and his children.
Well, I mean, it's an
and then Friday, announced. And then Friday, you just said you need a birthday operation. I've lost focus of the entire week. It went from being I'm arranging a thing because I wasn't able to have all the Jew World Order with me on my bachelor party. I'm going to have a celebration. It's now turned into a Dipperstein Howie celebration that I'm just coordinating plans for.
No,
this is the worst. This is the worst trade-off of all time.
You're out of your mind. You're
I went
really
from the guest of honor to project coordinator.
That's not true. That's so not true.
Explain
it's
to me.
It's my birthday on Friday, June 2nd.
What birthday is it?
36.
I'm sorry. I'm saying it. My bachelor festivities supersedes your 36th birthday. I think it does. This is a great conversation.
No, on Saturday they do. That's fine.
But on Saturday you already made plans. We changed
no,
your
I
whole
plan.
Yeah, you did.
They're with you. The plans are with you.
No. The plans are, I will just tell everybody what the plans are. The plans are to go to the WWE house show.
Yes. Great.
Because Howie's kids are going to go. All due respect to Howie's kids, they weren't a part of my bachelor party celebration.
Let me ask you, if I was in New York, would me and you not be going to the house show? Of course.
No, I'd consider it, but my plan was originally to be on Long Island. And then you said I wasn't
going to take this. Oh, right. That's right.
I wasn't going to take this opportunity away for Howie's kids to go for the first time. Now, it just so happens I love wrestling. I think it's great.
Yeah,
so
I want to go. I love it, too. So does that guy with the sign this week.
Great time. Now, by the way, before we wrap up here, we also should say, rest in peace to superstar Billy Graham, who we lost this week.
Absolutely. A massively influential wrestler.
The influence of the cinch. Huge influence. Everyone knows on Dusty, on Hogan, on everybody. But also, the first time I ever saw surgery was his hip replacement that they showed on Superstars. Terrified me. Absolutely terrified me.
I got to tell you, he was slightly before, his heyday was, of course, slightly before I was born. And you
certainly
were born.
Mm-hmm.
He, this is a big one.
Loss?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
This is a big one. He was 79, which in wrestling years is 150.
But can you believe he was only 79 in the sense that I feel like he was old when I first found out who he was when I was 8?
Yeah. I mean, my first exposure to
he wasn't. He was 44 years old and he was in his mid 40s. That I thought he was so old when they did the surgery angle. He was in his mid 40s. But I guess they thought
he was your age.
He was my age right now when he did the hip surgery. And the thing is, I guess they probably planned on bringing him back in some real way, but they never did.
There was a plan for him to come back in a real way in 88, and it didn't happen. That was post-Mania. That was when my first exposure to him was when he was managing Morocco at WrestleMania. And I was like, wow, this guy looks like something. You know, I was very young the first time I saw WrestleMania 4. So little did I know until a few years later that he
So the plan was for him to come back. And it just, I guess the hip never
healed properly. Yeah.
You know, and it's funny, I have to say, I sort of enjoy, even though it's kind of a pug, I sort of enjoy on the old schools when he did commentary.
Oh, God.
Like, it's bad, but I kind of enjoy it. Gorilla Baby! Gorilla Baby! It's like a fake Dusty. Or maybe Dusty's a fake Billy, but either way, it doesn't sound as good as Dusty when he does commentary on those. But I've kind of grown to like it in an odd way. I don't know.
It was it's a big loss.
It's a big loss though. His just influence alone. Again, I don't have the history. I wasn't at the at MSG in the 1970s, you know, watching these legendary matches with everybody. The guy had programs with every mage person there was. He was a pretty damn big crossover star and an influence on some of our favorites. RIP to the great superstar Billy Graham. Dip, it's really been a pleasure having you here on the program.
I love wrestling. I love podcasting. I love Troy the Goy. He's a great guy. I don't know where he's at. He's in Maine. It must be frigid, even though it's the summer almost.
Everyone out there, please take care of yourself. Enjoy yourself. And I'm going to be on my bachelor party, probably making all my friends who don't care watch lots of old school wrestling. So I'm looking forward to that. And big fight this weekend. If you're a fight fan, you enjoy stuff. Devin Haney versus Vasily Lomachenko this weekend as well. Strongly recommend you watch Loma versus
Haney. He's Lomachenking and Lomachenking.
I think this weekend he's going to stop Lomachenking. I think he's done Lomachenking up a storm. All right, stay mage. Get on the Discord. Send an email, rosenbergbeats@gmail.com. Shouts to SGG, and we out. Stay mage.
Bret Hart is the greatest professional wrestler in the history of the art form.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower what's next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client.